Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Locomotive by Susan Laurie Parks. Thank you for listening.
Stop. It escapes me, her name. Something like Penelope. Penny, 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 Penny something. Her name something like Penelope. Or Winifred. Or Nell. Nell. Maybe she was a Nell. A Nell something. Always getting tied to the train tracks, always screaming train, always coming, always being rescued, some Mountie always saving her. Always getting tied to the train tracks, always screaming train, always coming, always being rescued, some Mountie always saving her. The end. Bottom. Behind. Past tense. Ledge butt.
Mother calling.
Buttocks, fundament, duff, derriere, keister, behind, behind. And yesterday it was hard to walk. Today it will be even more difficult, and so on, and so on, and so on, and so on, and etc., until I guess I will stop walking altogether. To see her and her all together was a sight because, you know, she had a shh. I will give it up. Walking. Take a train instead. It's too far to walk. What with all this fat? What with all this sand? It's too hard to walk through the sand with all this fat. This weight. I am waiting for the 405. What with all this fat, it is much too hard to walk. I am spent. All this great fat. All this great weight. To drag around. Sacks in the front. Bags on each side. The great weight behind.
Duff, derriere, keister, behind, behind. It was early, it was very, very early in the day, with spring behind in winter, and then spring ahead. February, February, February,
escapes me. Her name. Something. Something like Penelope. Anelopio something. My mother was a mammal. Way back when. Always getting tied to the train tracks, always screaming train, always coming, always being rescued, some Mountie always saving her. Stalactites. Stalagmites. They close around me like teeth. Inside the mouth of the earth. Earth silently munching. My mammalian mother. The bridal train. The wagon train. The gravy train. The main train. The food train. The great train of being. The train gang. The train of Spain. People don't go backwards, the doctor said. They go forwards. I had come to his office on my own volition. He reached out his hand. His hands were hairy and claw-like. Time is not reversible, the doctor said.
Doctor said, doctor lied.
All this great weight.
I tried to remember her name, and her name came right back to me along with her
shh. Her condition. I remembered her name, and then her name came right back to me along with her condition. And wouldn't the next thing to happen was that my charms all webbed over? No, I didn't start. I didn't move. I thought nothing of it. Didn't ever use them much anyway. All that hullabaloo about things up in there? Well, no. You know. Well. No, I know. Not often. My charms had all webbed shut, and well, I figured it was bound to happen sooner or later. What with all the thinking about the what was, the past, what's dead and gone and over and done with. The webbing over kept up its pace. Slacks were soon out for me. Can't wear slacks with a member like that, you know. There was a girl in grade school named Nell, or Penelope, always in skirts, and now the skirts were very long, and now I think I know why. Crazy. Crazy. She was crazy. But she always let me eat her fried fish sticks, so she and I became very close. Very, very close. But not so close that I would defend her on the playground. Oh, no, thank you, not. She died young. She was run over by her own mother. She was run over by her own mother as her mother was backing out of the driveway. In a hurry, on her way to some function. They say her mother married several times. They say her mother was on her way to Reno to get hitched again. That accounts for her haste. Closed casket funeral. Her little Nell was a mess. Closed casket funeral. Always the best, I think. Especially when things are so indecipherable.
And the train always coming, and little Nell always screaming, and the train always coming, and some Mountie always saving her.
What's dead and gone and over and done with?
Little Nell. And the train always coming, and Nell always screaming, and
people have suggested I get my legs amputated. That I can make a fast buck in the state fair. They have a sideshow out here in the desert. They say I could be top freak, but talk is very cheap. My tail glistens as if there were water on it. Out here in the desert, at the state fair, I could be a mermaid, so they say, in the sideshow. A star of sorts. Make a fast buck. Oh, I'm thinking about it.
Bustle. Behind. Fanny. Tail. Behind. Caboose.
Her name.
Was something like
Penelope.
It escapes me. Was something like something like Penelope.
It escapes me.
It escapes me. Her name, her name,
was something like
Penelope.
Penelope
was something like
It escapes me.
It escapes me.
Her name,
her name
was something like
Penelope.
Penelope.
I am spent. All this great fat, all this great weight to drag around. Posterity in the front, posterity on the right and left, like blinders on each side, the great posterity behind. Evolution. Revolve, revolve, and somebody say her name again.
She escapes me.
In name.
Weapon.
Somebody
she
like
was somebody like a Penelope.
She escapes me.
She escapes me.
In name.
She escapes me.
She was somebody like
in name.
In name.
She escapes me.
She escapes.
She escapes.
She
escapes.
In name.
In name.
She was somebody like a
somebody
Penelope.
Penelope.
She escapes me.
She escapes me.
In name.
In name.
She escapes me.
She escapes me.
And the train always coming and always being rescued and some Mountie always saving her.
What? Well, you know. Well, no. I know. Not. No, not often. My charms had all webbed shut, and well, I figured it was bound to happen, what with all my thinking about the what was. The past. What's dead and gone and over and done with. At first, I thought I was giving birth to something. That was the first thought I had. Breech birth. And thwarted. Comes out all tail first and the head never did appear. Hello? Are you there? Have you betrayed me? And then, yes, its head was mine. Reversion happens more often than one thinks, the doctor said. But I was so ashamed.
Revolve, revolve, and somebody say her name again.
The webbing. Nell's mother was married to Nell's father, and I've seen pictures. The bride had a train. Must have been over 40 feet long. That wedding dress was ambitious. What with that 40-foot train? Thought she could buy a bit of fabric and rise above her station. He was ambitious, too. Wasn't just her fault.
In their wedding photograph, they are very happy. Little did they know they would soon give birth to a throwback. That's what we all called her. Little Nelly. A throwback. It was very sad. All girls grow up and grow tails. All girls grow up and grow tesque.
You just heard Locomotive by Susan Laurie Parks, broadcast by New American Radio.